It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. Wow, I this is September 28th, 2021. I have not been doing these since July the 13th was the last one. I've actually been dealing with some illness, which is apparently involving my sinuses and the weather and this and that. And anyway, I'm feeling better now. I'm coming back to these, and here is one. I decided, I just did a podcast. I do another podcast involving our state of Florida. And I thought, well, I should do, let me get back to these. So here I am. And so I did a quick search. I just did news stories in Google. And what's the top, one of the top stories I find, I could do so many podcasts about the infrastructure bill, the generals contradicting Biden. I may still do more than one here. I may do one tomorrow or today after this one. But the, let's see, one, two, three, four stories. Number four. A story, the number four story, top story today, this evening of the 28th of September. Utah reports 13 more COVID-19 deaths. 1,330 new cases. Yeah, so, I did a lot of podcasts about this a year ago. And I'm just staggered by the stupidity and the ignorance and how horrid the media is. What horrible beasts they are! That they just, you know, they're making money from the pharmaceutical industry, and they will not shut up about this because it's as if it's the only thing out there killing people. But the reality is something that is not hard to grasp. And finally, we're hearing, in this past week, we're hearing it being reported. The head of the CDC is now saying something a lot of us knew when this all started. Because some of us actually know a little bit about virology. I happen to have studied it, involving some other studying evolution and microbiology and such. When viruses come along, they don't go away, especially in particularly involving the coronavirus. They never go away. They'll always be around. Swine flu's still around. You can still get it. But, and this is too. And this is mutated millions of times. We'll never know. In fact, there's probably hundreds of millions of it by this point. I mean, the CDC's been reporting that. They kind of backed off about a year ago, but they were reporting it initially as first there was tens of them and then hundreds of them. I think last year ago, May, it was hundreds, and they were saying thousands by August, September. And certainly, if you know, adding that up, we'd have to be in the millions because of the amount that we're talking about, how many people it goes through and then comes out again differently, apparently, and revises itself. All right, it's just not going away. We got to live with it. That's the way it is. It's nothing really we can control. The souped-up version of NyQuil, sometimes referred to as mostly always referred to as a quote-unquote vaccine, finally they're admitting this too this past week. 6 months, and it's over. Whereas it would say, you got to get it now because you're going to die. But they don't bother to say, I mean, it was these shots, and this is just a shot. It's NyQuil. They shoot in you, and it's not going to last forever because it's not there to stop anything. Nothing's been done to stop the coronavirus. Nothing. It's not even an effort. There are suspicions that there have been for decades that medical science doesn't want to go after entities like the coronavirus because it replicates itself much as cancer cells do. And if medical science solves replication, then they solve cancer. And suddenly 75% of the medical industry goes out of business. And that could be expensive. And so much in that line of that is the newspaper industry, who makes enormous amount of money from the pharmaceutical industry, unfortunately. And so they just keep kicking this thing up. What they don't talk about are things we can actually control. We can't stop the coronavirus. I mean, you just be careful out there. It's up to you whether you get it. I don't care if you go get the quote-unquote vaccine, get it, don't get it. I don't care. It's up to you. You do what you want to do. You certainly should be made to do it. That's something. Okay, there's a podcast I could do about the whole medical, what's happening with the police forces and the medical people. And I know some of those who don't want anything to do with this. We have to start realizing there are things we can control. And one of those things, let's go back to Utah. And this is coming from the Salt Lake Tribune. They are top number four story Google. And they're the Salt Lake Tribune is reporting 13 more COVID-19 deaths. I don't know if that's last day, last week, when. It doesn't matter. Here's something that does matter. Here's something that Utah can do something about right now. And what's Utah got? Mormons. So this should be easy to do. This is a top story that came just a few months ago out of Utah. Alcohol-involved deaths on roads doubled in the past year. In 2020, that is. Doubled. I happen to know for a fact that in this country, we saw more alcohol-related deaths than any time in our history. There's a real easy way to solve that problem. We could save tens of thousands of lives with some amount of prohibition. People hear prohibition. Oh, that doesn't work. Oh, what the hell do you think we've been doing since a year ago March? We weren't just prohibiting booze. We were prohibiting everything. You can't go anywhere. And if you do, you have to do this. You have to wear a mask. You have to bundle up. You've got to take a vaccine. You've got to. You can't do. You can't do. No, no, no. And a great bulk of the population went right along with it. All you have to do is put a little prohibition out there involving alcohol. And we could save lives because we can control that. If we're all concerned about saving lives, then prohibition of alcohol should be no problem at all. But the media will never, it's because people want the media. This is terrible stuff to say. In this country, everything is now pointing that the bulk of the population wants a dictatorship, wants central control telling them what they can and can't do. And central control is also an arm of that is the media, the anointed media. And if they get behind it, look, if anointed media and the government got behind prohibition of alcohol right now, it would go right through. But it won't, because the alcohol companies are helping pay for the media and for politicians. And so they won't go against that. But they'll go against the other. It's outrageous. Drug deaths are still astronomical. We could put more force. I mean, there's a line. War on drugs doesn't work. Well, that's complete fantasy. Of course it does. We're constantly finding people who are hauling drugs, trying to kill all of us. And by the way, drugs are killing far more people than coronavirus. But we'll keep that a deep dark secret. We could do something about that too. But people are made to believe things because a central control, central information center, like the anointed media, tells them what they can believe, what they can't believe. And they go along with it. They don't bother to read or be objective. It's what they're told. They don't bother looking anything up. Why look something up? Why learn what something is? I'll just believe what I'm being told. That's a vaccine. It's going to stop the coronavirus, and I will never get sick. Yet most everybody in the hospital right now has been fully vaccinated. Most everyone I know who's gotten the coronavirus, and I've known a good 100 people here in the last last podcast, June 13th, around the beginning of July, that have all gotten so-called, quote-unquote, COVID-19, one of the various viruses, and all were fully vaccinated, quote-unquote vaccinated, because of the quote-unquote vaccines don't work. And they only work with some, they don't work for others. One size does not fit all. Don't believe it. Go into Walmart, grab a shirt that says one size fits all, pay for it, walk out the door, and it doesn't fit and you want to take it back. But you can't, because it said, no, one size fits all. Why are you arguing with it? You took this quote-unquote vaccine. One size fits all. It's just unbelievable how stupid people are. And I'm sorry to say our country is becoming a third world nation. Actually, the podcast I did on my other, I just did, was about coyotes in Florida, and that is the expansion of population of coyotes is also indicative of what's known as a third world nation that typically occurs because people are being dirty and they're leaving food around, they're leaving mess around, and the coyotes feed off of all of it. And the more messy you are, the uglier the area is, the more coyotes are around. And we're seeing an explosion of coyotes throughout Florida. To prove that we continue to speedily jog into control freak mentality by government and thus the media, we continue to prove it over and over again. Why? I'm afraid it's a sign of where we're going. There's all we can do is try to keep the word out, tell people to think. When you see a story, the fourth story in Google being about Utah and 13 more COVID-19 deaths, and they don't talk about how many alcohol-related deaths, how many cancer, how many drug overdoses. Let's see all the deaths. What, I have a wild feeling that I'd love to know. I was trying to actually find how many alcohol-related deaths happened. I go to the Salt Lake Tribune. Again, it's Mormon territory. And the details here are not good. Six of those who died were under the age of 65. All right. Oh, 13. Okay, so 13 more Utahns have died of COVID-19 in the past day. Six of them were under the age of 65. All right, so all the rest were over 65. So how many have died of alcohol-related? How many people died? I mean, where are the other deaths? If we start comparing these, I think we'd wake up real quick. Oh, I see this Salt Lake Tribune. I see something on the side of this story. Here's a deeper look at how the LDS Church makes its billions. So they don't like the Latter-day Saints. And they love the idea of people having viruses. Perfect. Don't want to talk about anybody else dying. In fact, I was looking up the number involving Utah getting alcohol. The Salt Lake Tribune wasn't to be found. I'm not I was paying for their. They get to all kind. There are some more details here. It's funny, you look at the percentage of numbers of people who are getting, that they're being reported as to getting the viruses. If you look at that and you look at how many people have gotten vaccines, obviously most of everyone who has vaccines are getting the virus because the numbers don't work. The media tries to make it sound like it's two different things, but that's impossible when you look at the percentage of people. When you're getting to 60% or 70% of the population and you're seeing that you're getting that large a percentage of people still getting sick, then there's no way that they're not being involved with the quote-unquote vaccine. And the question is, and this is a really big one, and again, this is going to take years to understand. Again, none of these quote-unquote vaccines are even, they're still in the trial period. Pfizer is for a year from January. Moderna is a year from May, I think, and I never could find what Johnson & Johnson has their trial period ending. I'm guessing it's, later, a year from November or December. They don't want to talk about the possibility that the quote unquote vaccines may be actually encouraging illness. And certainly it spreads it because anyone who has taken a quote unquote vaccine can then also, spread it because they can acquire it so they can pass it on. So we know it's getting passed on by people that have had the shots. It's just the people with the shots don't necessarily know that they have the virus or not. So this is all very dangerous. So I'm actually more nervous now about getting into a crowd than I was a year ago or even 6 months ago, because those who have had the jab are very possibly infected and you don't know it because they're not showing signs. I just had a friend die here this past week of one of the viruses and was diagnosed with the virus, the form of the virus, and wasn't showing any signs for a week, and suddenly one just suddenly was shown unresponsive on a couch, and then died here last Wednesday. So it's dangerous stuff we're dealing with, but it's life also. People are going to live, people are going to die, and we do have to get used to this because there's no way we can curb this. They're talking about, well, by next year, we're going to be able to have herd immunity. You don't get herd immunity involving the common cold or the flu or swine flu or this. The coronavirus goes as the coyotes do. If they can populate themselves, they will. They do, and it's never going away. Will there be times where we'll have it more rampant than other times? Yes. But it's never going away. Is there any way to control it? Absolutely not. No. No way. No way. There's no way. So we're stuck with it. It just sickens me to see how so much focus is involving this and no focus on everything else that is killing people right now. We're seeing cancer rates that are... how many people I know that have died of cancer this year exceeds those that I know have died from the virus. Why are we not focusing in on that? Is there some correlation? Because it seems like those cancer rates have really spiked up here in the past couple, year and a half here. I don't know. It looks like no one's going to really study that. If it is, it'll probably be years from now. By then, it'll be water under the bridge, as they say. All right, I'll stop here. I could go on. Maybe I'll do another podcast here after this. But for now, and so this is kind of meandering, but the bottom line is that I look up stories, the four stories, Utah and the quote-unquote coronavirus, and there's nothing else talked about that's killing people, and that is wrong. And that, especially when we can control that. Again, we could help real quickly, I've put a podcast about this before. We could easily control some things involving death if we do what Europe does and put controls on our fast food places. Fast food places overseas are not valid fast food places here. We could put actual controls on. And I don't like government telling businesses what to do, but if you're concerned about people dying, then you want to do something about the fat, the sugar, the salt. And you could curb so much of that at McDonald's and Burger King, Taco Bell, and these places that are, I mean, they're killing people. We know there's a correlation to cancer in these fatty foods. Let's do something about it. If this is all about worrying about people dying. Also, I'd like to, if I'm seeing so many people all upset and wearing masks and two masks and getting jabbed, I'd like to see the line at Taco Bell reduced. The two don't go together. The two don't go. One thing you can easily solve all by yourself. Don't go to Taco Bell. That's easy to solve and live a longer life. All right. Thank you so much for listening. This is Rob Smith. Rob Smith Podcast. I'll try to do something a little less widespread. You all have fun. Have a great day. And I will talk to you later. And I haven't done this music thing in a while. Let me try this back on. Close, turn this off. Oh, I see I have a problem here. Okay, it's good. Here we go. All right. Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. Bye.
It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right. I say it's okay.